This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And you might recall that I moved last year to a new house in a new town. When I first came to look at the property, I felt like there was, for lack of a better word, magic here, and my interest rested on a big willow tree in the driveway. And despite being rather comfortable with existences beyond our material reality, magic, per se, had not really interested me. Yet I had the distinct and persistent impression that fairies, yes, fairies, called the willow tree home. And I started to take others who might be able to sense or appreciate it under its branches. Our recent guest contributor, Chad Trombley, was one of them, who then had an anomalous experience which had us both thinking that the world of the Devic might be strong here. The term Devic refers to a concept found in many spiritual, mystical, and esoteric traditions, and the world of the Devic is populated by elemental forces or beings like gnomes, elves, and, of course, fairies, whose existence is deeply rooted in Celtic, Irish, and Welsh folklore. In these traditions, fairies, or the fae, are often depicted as ethereal, mystical beings who inhabit liminal spaces between the material, natural, and spiritual worlds, which can be found in places like forests, hills, lakes, caves, and perhaps even willow trees. And it was near the willow where Chad heard a loud rustle in the bushes, accompanied by three growls, and yet while he stood in full view of it all, he saw nothing. I happened to be standing next to the bushes when this occurred, and though I didn't hear the growls, I heard a loud thud, and then the rustling. Yet I also saw nothing. Almost as if whatever it was invisible, at least to us. Of course, that's the way of fairies and their elementals, isn't it? We humans rarely see them, but we may experience them more than we know. For instance, within a few days of the thud-growl-bush incident, Chad's dogs, who had been secured in his Jeep, somehow escaped. And when he later found them, the doors to his Jeep were somehow closed. So the dogs escaped his Jeep and shut the doors closed behind them? Unlikely, but there it is. And of course, there are likely other ways to explain this strangeness, but the thing is, sometimes the evidence piles up and it gets harder and harder to come up with logical explanations, like why all of a sudden does everything smell like oranges? I asked the internet why and astonishingly found this. The scent of citrus, especially oranges, is often connected to purity, vitality, and spiritual upliftment, qualities that are commonly attributed to those in the realm of the Devic. Wow, so now we have my initial intuition about my new property, centering around the willow tree, coupled with an unseen bush-jumping rustling incident, compounded by dogs who let themselves in and out of jeeps and thoughtfully close all the doors behind them, topped with random and strong scents of oranges, and well, I'm beginning to think something is trying to say hello. And how do you say hello to fairies? The internet advised spending time in nature, meditating, setting positive intentions, and or leaving a little gift of nuts or crystals or flowers to demonstrate goodwill, being especially sure to be respectful, as while divas might be playful, they can be intolerant of those who disrespect their world. A world I may now live in, too. I'll keep you posted. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.